Hello and welcome to the Mind of Magnus. Our show has a simple premise. We're here to share the stories and life adventures of others to help expand our minds. I'm Matt Austin, and here's your host, Magnus.
Hello, hello, folks. Welcome again to another edition of the Mind of Magnus. This has been a fun adventure, and I'm having a blast, so thanks for joining in. I actually am using this episode, a little bit of follow-up. Last episode, we had some wonderful factoids came in about the eclipse, and I figured I'd get some time to update a bit. Unfortunately, the eclipse was a cloudy here in Rochester, but it was still an amazing experience to see the skies go dark. I was kind of bummed out that I didn't get a chance to see the corona and all the other fun stuff happening on there. But I'm using this episode here because I have gotten a bunch of more messages in and some cool emails and some questions. So this may be a bit of a mailbag. The reason why this is a bit of a mailbag is because I had a little bit of problems with some tech this past week. Had a wonderful guest that had came in. We did some audio recordings. And unfortunately, the audio didn't quite work out. And the device I use, the computer I was using, decided to not work so well. So I am going to be working away on getting that figured out. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to be doing some more just filler episodes of sorts. So this is one of those filler episodes. So it's the mail grab bag episode, as well as a bit of a call out to the folks here listening in, because I'm really having fun with this show. The Mind of Magnus, is this focus is on the word mind in the name. We are going to be doing some bunch of interviews for a lot of different people that have distinctive takes on the world, how their world kind of is viewed through their brains and the processing that happens in the brain. So on the show here, we're actually going to be doing a bit of a call out for some guests, actually. I have had a lot of wonderful people been messaging in, and we've been kind of lining up some guests. And the thread that I am trying to put together for this show is the way in which everyone's brain processes things a little differently. The show is really about how everyone's so different, but everyone's brain space, how we handle, how we understand, and how we just process the world through our brains is the magical thing that I want to look at and try to figure out. Example, I had the guest Kenny Biddle on from the Center for Inquiry, and I wanted to start off with that because I wanted to have the concepts of critical thinking kind of as the foundation for this show. And the other guests I have lined up and who have actually been on, I have some stuff in the can already, been recorded, are critical thinking individuals. But I'm looking for a diverse brain set. I'm looking for those who see the world a little differently. I'm looking for creatives. I'm looking for analytical people. I'm looking for those who are just different brain space than mine. I have some engineers that are coming on talking about some fun things. I also have a handful of artistic types jumping in. On my socials, I have been sharing a bit of my ADHD medication journey. I'm a frazzled brain, and over the course of 40 years, I just kind of have been working with it. And in the past few months, I realized that part of the struggles I was having kind of spawned from my having adult ADHD. And it was definitely an interesting time to realize that. I never got officially tested for it. In fact, I found out that I had ADHD by looking at my chart and the doctor's just writing it on there, because if you met me, you clearly see that I am a person with ADHD. Now, I've had to learn quite a bit about ADHD. What I used to thought was ADHD was kind of a small bracketed way that ADHD shows itself in society. I've been talking to some doctors, and they thought maybe I should try it out. So I have been sharing my ADHD journey along the way here. The other cool part is that because of my sharing more on my social media about my ADHD journey here, I have gotten a lot of my friends and creative types to actually reach out and talk to me about what they've been going through. So in the future, I'm going to be having some group chats with some very like-minded individuals. I'm hoping to have the one and only Stromy on here and his wife, as well as another person kind of jumping in to talk about how their brain works, how ADHD has affected them and affected their lives, and ways in which they work with it, cope with it, or just kind of live with it. I don't know. So that is kind of what the breakdown of this future show will be. And what I'm looking for now from everyone who's listening in, if you're a guest or you have someone that you think would be an interesting guest that their brain kind of catches you off guard or seems like they process the world a little differently, please feel free to let them know that I'm looking for a guest on the show. They can message me here at Mind of Magnus on my socials, Magnus Paolo, on all those sort of stuff. The mindofmagnus@gmail.com is the email address. You can message me there. But there's plenty of ways to get a hold of me. But what my really hope is to really see how the brain and how the world processes slightly differently. So, and now with that, I'm going to jump into some of the wonderful mailbag that I have been sent in. Like I said, mindofmagnus@gmail.com is the email address. People have been also messaging me on Twitter, and I won't call it X because I think X is a dumb name. But I had some messages coming in from Twitter and some other social medias. And the first message that I want to respond to actually is pretty good to start off with. This came in, I don't need to say the name on this one, but it was asking about the show that they are curious on previous episodes. This show actually spawned from a radio show I used to do of a similar name, Mind of Magnus. The original episodes of those can be found at actually archive.org. Now, the original idea for this show was actually to capture the various Rochesterians I shared the city with, and I just wanted an hour of their time to kind of document them. The spawn of that idea came from actually Jerry Zemanski is a photographer here in Rochester, which I'll have him on the show at some point. He's a great guy. But he was capturing photos of Rochester, and there's like just a million photos of a million different people that he has captured that I realized in one part that there is like a cross-section of our timeline that are captured through the eyes of Jerry Zemanski. He had like inadvertently over a course of his lifetime just taken the cross-section of just the city of Rochester, and it made me realize that while I see these pictures of people, I didn't really have the story behind the picture. I didn't have the idea of who this person is. The show spawned from there. So if anyone wants to go back and look at some early episodes, they don't exist in the podcast form. They're not in the feed here with Lunchador, but they do exist on archive.org. So if you go to the website archive.org, you can just do a search for Mind of Magnus on there. The shows were uploaded. There's 100 or so, or give or take, maybe 60 or 70 or though. I don't know exactly the number on those ones. And then the other shows are the backlogs you can find here on the Lunchador Network are from just some of the last podcasts and then the last few seasons of it on the radio. But you can find them there. So thanks for that question. And on to the next question. This is from Tim. Oh, I know Tim. This is great, Tim. Oh, so Tim asks, the Factoid Fridays you are doing. I love them. I love the Factoids. I follow you on socials and I see you've been doing it. How long have you been doing your Factoid Fridays? Is this your own idea or is this something you picked up from somewhere else? Well, Tim, actually the Factoid Friday was something that I thought up. I was working at a software company at the time and I needed an outlet from the craziness. So on Fridays, I was just sort of dumping those random facts that I learned from the week. And I thought of the name myself. It was something that came up. I like the word factoid because factoid was added to the Webster Dictionary a little while back. The word factoid kind of spawns from a slightly, you know, off-the-cuff factoid. A true fact is something that's kind of locked in, truth, truth, truth. But the word factoid was one of those words that sort of kind of lands in a an area where it is conversational fact. You know, something I read somewhere, I haven't quite double-checked it. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. My hope is that it's true. So I thought Factoid Friday was a fun little thing. Plus, I love alliterations in that. I started doing that just on my socials. I had a blog or anything else for it. I just put it on my Facebook and I was sharing with friends and I've been doing it for 15 plus years now. I have, based on the numbers, I think I have over 5,000 factoids put out there based on how much the hashtag was used on my socials. I would send 10 to 15 originally, almost every Friday I had 10 to 15 factoids on there. And over a course of 300 times 3,000, whatever the numbers are, I can't do math at the moment. But yeah, there's been a lot of factoids out there. And this has been fun. So I have my guests, when they come on, we'll have them share a factoid and share that out for the next week. But yeah, so that's where the factoids come from. And here's a little bit of a personal factoid. I have been such a nerd for facts for all my life. When I was a little kid, I actually would read the Isaac Asimov had 1,001 cool facts. And I would just sit there and look through the book and read it. I was that nerd. I wasn't reading like a cool story or something else. I was sitting there reading fact books. like bizarre, cool facts. So I think it spawned a little bit because of my English teacher always, we had to write what books we're reading for that week. So on a 3x5 card, we'd have to write down something we learned about the book or something else. And I think the factoids was just an easy way to like put a thing on there. And kind of find out, I just like doing it. So my factoids spawned from the time I was a little kid just learning facts. So I have loved it that much on. So thank you, Tim, for that. If you do have a factoid, please feel free to share it with me. You can email me or call the factoid hotline. You can also text the factoid hotline, which is 585-310-2473. I love getting the factoids. And I have some actually factoids for next week that have been texted in. So the text feature has been really great. It's been low impact. I shared that the number out on some factoid heavy laden social media posts, and people want to share their cool facts, and it has exploded. So thanks to everyone who's been messaging in with their cool facts. I get literally daily now text messages of like, hey, I saw this number and I want to share this cool fact I learned. So looking forward to sharing more facts with you lovely folks.
Hey everyone, this is Dina Jones, one of the founders of Joe Bean Roasters. At Joe Bean, our mission, Coffee That Lifts Everyone, is about giving selling power back to coffee farmers, as well as purchasing power into the hands of our customers. Through our network of farmers, we're able to bring you naturally grown, amazing coffee directly. Our long-term farming partners negotiate pricing based on cost of production, as well as quality of product, not on fluctuating, unpredictable market prices. This enables them to create thriving businesses with bright futures. And our customers get empowered knowing exactly who grows their coffee and how, as well as knowing they are a part of a new, sustainable, global coffee network. To try our coffee, go to JoeBeanRoasters.com and be sure to check out our Perpetual Joy coffee subscription to receive a rotating selection of single-origin coffee delivered right to your door. Thank you to all our Rochester friends who have supported us and our farming partners so wonderfully over the years. You are making a difference with every bag.
And we now return to the Mind of Magnus, already in progress. The next message comes in actually to my Facebook asking where can we learn more about the factoids that have been shared before? And I don't have a lot of regret answer for this one, unfortunately. I shared them on my personal Facebook page, but now that I've been doing the radio show, I've been sharing out my Factoid Fridays on the Mind of Magnus radio one on the Facebook page. I don't really do much of a blog on this. I do have a Patreon that I do with my creative outlets that I'll probably be lumping a bit more into my whole radio show, because I've been really enjoying the process that Patreon's been offering. And when I put a question out on the show here, I did it for the first guest, and the Patreon folks have wrote back some amazing questions for my guests. So I'll no doubt be putting more of the podcast here stuff on my Patreon. I've also been looking forward I've been looking for an assistant for the past year, two, three now. I guess it's been a while. But as I hunt for a new assistant, that's going to be probably part of their job, is helping get the Patreon moving and just fulfilling more stuff, but also having a lot more engagement on that. So keeping an eye out for an assistant. So if you know someone that wants to help a creative person just keep their logistics going, let me know. On to the third question that came in. This is actually another email from the Mind of Magnus. And this one is one of the reasons why I really, really, really wanted to bring it up, because I did not expect to hear from this person ever again. So years back when I had the radio show, I would have people message in when they're listening in. And there was a guy that would message in, name was Juan, and he would be Juan and the ladies, he would message in, and they were a cleaning crew that had the radio station tuned in, and they would message in with questions or just saying hi. So him and the cleaning staff would message in during the live broadcast and say hello. Well, apparently Juan has found me again and said hello. So Juan, apparently you're listening to the podcast. So when you do catch this, if you want, let me know. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear more from you, actually. You were an oddly a fun character that took place of the radio show, so to hear you on the podcast is great. Thank you, Juan, for finding me in podcast form, and I hope the team that you work with, if you're still working with them, let me know. Say hello to the ladies for me. But this was something that if you are a listener for the old radio show way back in the day, you would really get a kick out of hearing that apparently Juan is back, part of the show. So thanks, Juan, for saying hello. And on to one of the last questions, and we'll wrap it up here. Let's see. This comes in from Tim. Nope, not Tim. It was Josh. There you go, Josh. So Josh writes, Magnus, I loved the show with Kenny Biddle. It was really awesome. I always pegged you more for a person that is into the woo and the weird. Woo and the weird, what a great term to say. I thought you used to do ghost hunting and some other stuff, so I thought you were much more of a believer than a skeptic. Am I wrong? I would love to hear more about your thoughts, but I thought you were much more into the bizarre and would love to hear more guests along those lines. So, Josh, you are in some luck because one of my guests I'm coming up end of the month, I think. I got to double check when that's going to be dropping, is some very much of the non-skeptical brains. One of my guests I'm going to be having on here is Matt Pruitt, which is he just wrote a phenomenal book, which is actually the name in there, The Phenomenal Sasquatch. It's actually a guy who focuses his whole life on the pursuit and study of the elusive creature known as Sasquatch. So there will be some weird, there will be some wonder, there will be some crazy weird stories happening with guests. So very much so that I am a skeptical person, but I am the skeptical that wants to believe. I know it seems kind of weird, but I am like that big poster on Mulder's wall. I want to believe. I have like 5 to 10% wonder in my brain. I always say that sentence. It allows me to ask questions that I may not have asked if I was very much a skeptical brain. I want to hear the stories. I want to hear the ghost stories. I want to hear your story. If you saw an alien, you saw a UFO, you saw a Bigfoot, you saw a goat man, you saw a dog man, all those ones I want to hear. And having that 5 to 10% wonder allows me to not question the guests in a way that makes them feel that I do not believe them. I feel that as long as they believe the story they're telling me, that's all it needs for me to be the host. So that's why I'm actually asking for more guests, more stories. If you guys want to call in, I know I have the factoid hotline in there, but you're also welcome to call and leave your stories there as well. I think I'll be using that number specifically towards at least on Halloween time. I'm going to be hearing some of the fun ghost stories and stuff. But if you guys want to be a part of the show, feel free to call in on that number. The number again is 585-310-2473. If you want to leave your stories, I forget how long you can leave a message, but feel free to leave your stories on there. You're more than welcome to share your creepy ghost story. If you live in a haunted house, if you've encountered any random things, please feel free to share these wonderful stories. The idea I do here, the mind of Magnus, is to expand my mind as well as the listener's mind. So feel free to share your stories. If you have cool tips or tricks for helping your brain with ADHD, if you have a zany thing you encountered over the years that you just need to get off your chest, feel free to share it. This is a fun, fun podcast that I'm enjoying the interactions with people. So this is a very much an open-ended sort of podcast. So feel free, give a call. The number again, 585-310-2473. Okay, I have one last question I'll put in here. I sent a general call out asking for questions on my socials, and this was texted to me. Aaron writes, "So how long does it take you to grow a beard like that?" Question mark. And they actually wrote the word question mark, by the way, which I thought was hysterical. This beard, I've had it trimmed up a handful of times over the past couple of years. I actually did it myself. I took a couple inches off a month or two ago because it seems like the one side grows a little faster than the other side. Not to give too much information, I guess. But this is at least 2 or 3 years of growth, just like kind of letting it go because I enjoy having a large beard. It's a little bit my kind of fidget spinner. I like playing with it as I'm stressed or something else. But also, this is kind of funny. I don't know. Maybe a little bit more about my brain. I like having a long beard because when I was growing up, when I went to museums and stuff, there'd be these busts of like men sitting there and they had these long beards. And it always made me feel like that the long beard was somehow significant to them. Like it was somehow these thinkers had these beards. So I started putting a beard on, and when I know, this is kind of dorky, I know, but when I'm looking in the mirror, I look at the beard and it kind of puts me in a brain space to be more like those great thinkers. I know this is biased. This is weird. This is kind of an odd thought process, but that's what the show's about, right? The idea is that I'm looking in the mirror and it inspires me and reminds me of what my goal to be kind of remembered for is. I want to be a person that uses his brain, that thinks about stuff, that shares ideas, that shares the world around them. Though, like, it's funny. Cary Grant, his original name is Archibald Leach. And every day, Archibald Leach had to remind himself that he was Cary Grant, you know? And that's a stressor that I don't think I ever want to have. But when I look at myself in the mirror with a big beard, the big beard in my head is associated with a thinker, a person that way. So to me, having a big beard is inspirational and reminds me and puts my daily focus on what I should be doing to try to think about stuff, use your brain, and just be a better person. So that's pretty much the episode tonight. It's been a kind of a long ramble. I just want to talk about what the show's about, but also do a general call out. So if you want to be a guest, you know someone that should be a guest, or just have a really cool thing you want to share, please let me know. Find me again on my social medias. Go to my Instagram, Magnus Apollo. There's a link tree there. You can follow my link tree. It has all my cool things in there. The Mind of Magnus link tree also has a list of other ways to get a hold of me. Please feel free to call me at 585-310-2473. Or send an email at mindofmagnus@gmail.com. This show is very much a fun little endeavor of love here. I really love hearing all the great emails and messages. I did not expect to get so many messages in, and it's been getting a lot more downloads on the show. So like and share out on your socials if you like the show a whole lot. I'll be back again next week with, actually the next show will be on, talking with Richard Colon, talking about the Urban Alchemy show. And then following up, we have some guests and some cool factoids been sending in. So thank you so much for listening, folks. Let's keep expanding these minds together.
Welcome to the world of Punches and Popcorn, where we dive into the bone-breaking and kung-fu-kicking world of martial arts cinema. Join us on the path as we explore a new movie every episode, discussing the history, fighting styles, science, and more from a broad range of fight films. Everything from Bruce Lee to Jean-Claude Van Damme to John Wick. There's plenty of room in our temple of couch potato style. So listen in and subscribe to Punches and Popcorn on your favorite podcast app.
This has been a presentation of the Lunchador Podcast Network.